Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. I know because I've been a subscriber to the magazine and have enjoyed a rich friendship with the founder, Steve Strang. Now, let me tell you something. I got some exciting news here. You can now not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Larry Tomczak, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at, listen to this, charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. In late 2019, President Donald Trump established the U.S. Space Force as the first new independent branch of the U.S. Armed Forces since 1947, when the Air Force was formed. But now the new branch is the center of controversy. Find out more after this break. Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide to claim your free ebook today. The U.S. Space Force designated an official hymn, Creator of the Universe, that pays tribute to God. The lyrics declare, Creator of the Universe, watch o'er the men who fly through the great spaces of the sky and realms beyond the earth. O God who rules the heart and mind and takes away all fear, O God who saves with tender might and calms the wind, draw near. Other lyrics reference a spirit who is gentle as a dove and God as the eternal Father. But the hymn's religious lyrics have led it to come under fire from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, an atheist organization that claims the song violates the separation of church and state. In a statement, the organization said, "The importance of keeping the U.S. military secular in order to protect the religious liberty of all service members cannot be overemphasized. The separation between religion and government is an American original. The crucial work of the U.S. military, defending the U.S. Constitution and the freedoms it guarantees, is directly undermined if the government is allowed to tell its citizens and service members what they ought to believe on matters of religion." But several Christian legal firms are refuting this claim, including the Alliance Defending Freedom, according to One News Now. In a letter sent to the Department of Defense, Reverend David A. Newberry said that while the hymn addresses military and space and does reference God, it is not thoroughly religious or out of line in a way that is unconstitutional. He believes the song is ambiguous enough that the lyrics could refer to the God of Christianity, Islam, or Judaism. He concludes in his letter, "There is nothing sectarian about the Space Force hymn whatsoever." Pray that God will protect and guide all service members in the U.S. Space Force. And if you like this story, you can read more stories like it on charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.